Hi, my name is Shasta Carharis. I'm a graduate student at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education, reading on behalf of Debbie Pusher at the University of Saskatchewan. This is Research for Teachers Number 1, Parent Engagement. A wealth of research concludes that students are more likely to be successful when their parents are engaged in their education. When parents are truly engaged, children attend school more regularly, are better behaved, have a better academic outcome, have a greater sense of how to be successful in school, and are more likely to graduate and go on to post-secondary education. In light of this evidence, meaningful relationships that enhance parents' opportunities to make important contributions to student learning are vital to the work of teachers. Recently, researchers have analyzed these findings to determine what parents do that makes this difference in students' education. It seems it is not particular parent actions, such as attending school functions, establishing household rules, or checking student homework, that make the difference. Instead, it is more subtle aspects of parent engagement that prove to be the most important, such as creating an atmosphere in the home in which education is valued, and which high expectations and levels of support are established. When parent engagement is linked to teaching and learning, it contributes to enhanced student results. The benefits are greater when the parent is not expected to act like another teacher. These findings have important implications for teachers in how they build relationships with parents. Three critical implications for teachers emerge. Number one, adopt a definition of parent engagement that embodies the role parents play in their children's learning, both in and out of school. Move away from promoting tasks for parents to perform, such as reading with their children, helping with homework, or volunteering in the classroom. Encourage parents to be engaged in their children's learning on their own terms and in ways that fit their place in their children's lives. Playing games, cooking together, enrolling their children in language, cultural, or extracurricular activities, or family outings. Number two, pay attention to the knowledge parents and families hold, the way they instill a sense of educational standards and support, promote learning, engage with their children in varied experiences, and so on. Learn from parents and families about their lives out of school. For example, invite parents to lead a school staff orientation or community walk in which they introduce the school community to the staff as residents in that community. Reconceptualize Meet the Teacher Night as a Meet the Parents and Families Night. Plan the first curricular unit of the school year around family stories and use the first 15 minutes of every staff meeting for every staff member to make relationship-building calls with parents. Number three, use the knowledge gained from parents and families to engage with parents at home and at school in ways that contribute to school improvement and student learning and benefit children, parents, families, and educators. Create opportunities for parents to contribute in meaningful ways to decision-making. For example, hold a meeting to co-determine with parents the homework policy and practices for the class, the amount, type, expectations, roles everyone will play based on the context of their lives. Work with parents to analyze together student achievement results and jointly establish school priorities and growth plans. With parent engagement, what both parents and teachers know and desire is central to teaching and learning.